Based on a true scary, contains adult themes, language, and all-around scary shit. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, folks. Welcome to Based on a True Scary. Trisha here, still coming to you from my very small one-bedroom Los Angeles apartment in quarantine. Virtually, I've got Jake here. How you doing, Jake?
I can't believe we haven't tried to have me come over and just stay like 6 feet apart.
Yeah, we could do like, I mean, now we're not allowed to commingle with anyone outside of our household. But before this, yeah, we could have done a little social distancing recording with masks.
Yeah, we fucked up.
Maybe it would stifle our speech, though.
That's true. That's a good point.
Even more than we already stumble over our drunken words. Well, hopefully our amazing guest today can help us keep on track. He runs Dodo Films and is the director of the Brazilian film Cowboy's Heart. Welcome, Guy. How are you doing?
Hi, guys. It's been great. I'm so happy to be here. I've been listening to the show since day one.
Oh, a fan and a guest. I can't believe that you wanted to do this after listening to us ramble.
He's been asking for a while. And he, you know, we forgot to mention he is calling from Brazil right now.
It's true. You're our international guest. How are things outside of the terrible United States of America?
Well, Brazil right now is America's junior because our president loves your guys' president. So it's not doing very well. We are supposed to be quarantined, but they're opening everything up, even though we are the second country with the most deaths and cases.
Damn, yep. Starting us off depressing. All
times,
right.
Yeah,
I love it.
Just, you know, but to be fair, we do love talking about fake death and, you know, so why not incorporate
and
a little real life horror?
True death. We don't know.
And possibly true death. Jake, that was actually an expertly done segue.
Thank you.
So the movie that we are talking about today is the French and Romanian film Them, otherwise known as Ils. I took French in high school, which is super.
Damn.
No idea how to pronounce that. But this movie came out in 2006. It was written and directed by David Moreau and Javier Palud. And they went on to write and direct that Jessica Alba movie, The Eye. I didn't see that.
Wait, I didn't see that. Oh, yep. I'm not even going to comment. Let's just move on.
Yep. Cool. Budget for this was $2.3 million. It grossed $2.7 million. So, you know, decent, I guess. Rotten Tomatoes. Everyone was unanimous here. Critic gave it a 62%. Audience is 60%. And Metacritic is also 60%. So that's actually pretty high for a...
I feel like I know what Guy's about to say. I can see him wondering. This budget was way too high for the quality of the film.
2.7 mil. Especially considering we did a $200,000 budget film last time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what they needed money for in this film.
Exactly. And not saying I love this film. I thought it was really great. The ending was awesome. Obviously, we'll get to that. But it just felt like someone was on a cheap digital camera filming.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll close this up here. It's rated R, an hour and 17 minute runtime.
Love it.
God, just a
love
beautiful
it.
Thing. Love to see it. I love how in quarantine, when I have literally nothing else to do, when I'm not working, like I still am annoyed when movies are longer than an hour and a half. It's just ridiculous. And then the truth claim for this. So all of the marketing and the poster says inspired by real facts, which is my Google translation of what it says in French. But the movie says the story is based on real events. So they do like hardcore claim that it is real. So let's
do it.
Let's talk about Them. Guy, yeah, as a filmmaker, 2.3 mil. Thoughts on where that money went?
Well, was that euros or dollars?
Oh.
So that was actually, it was translated into dollars. That was US dollars.
Okay. Well, the thing, the movie not bad and it doesn't look bad, but it looks dated for some reason. Or I don't know if it's dated, but
I
this
agree.
Style of
it feels dated.
So much.
Yeah.
Nothing new. It's not unique, but it could have been back in 2006, right?
Yeah, 2006. Maybe those are really famous French actors and we just have no idea and they demanded hefty.
That was going to be my other thing. I think I Googled a little bit about her, which I know I'm not supposed to, and him. And they were the only two people on Wikipedia that had like actual links you can click into. So maybe I didn't do enough research on that part.
Yeah, fair enough. But so, you know, we can hop into the plot here. It's Romania, October 6th, 2002. Mom and a very sassy teenage daughter are like driving home. I love the scene where she's being such a pill that the mom just slaps the makeup compact out of her hand.
Which is sad because I thought it was a cell phone, which is really sad.
Oh God, is that how out of touch you are? You have a daughter, Jake.
She's not quite there yet, you know.
Oh, is it Olive's like what, 8? Are 8-year-olds not wearing makeup these days?
Believe it or not, no.
Fine. But so yeah, we see them. Mom, by the way, is like really taking care of shit because they see somebody in the middle of the road. She hits a pole, and then you know, mom's taking care of it. She's checking the engine. Meanwhile, daughter still giving her shit. Like, relax.
Just needs to calm down a little bit.
This is our children this disrespectful in Brazil, Guy? Is this what the teens, are they just being sassy?
It was a bit too much because mom didn't say anything. She was like, your dad's on the phone. And she's like, I'm busy. But what was she doing? I don't get it. She was way just.
Yeah, you're busy. You're busy in the car with your mom.
You're putting on makeup at what, 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah, they were on their way home. Why does she have to get gussied up to go see dad? Like,
maybe there's some weird backstory there that we don't want to talk about.
Oh, that's true. Or I guess like at home is where kids do the TikToks. I'm so old. That's like, you know, just all TikTok stuff. But so either way, you know, we don't see mom anymore when she's checking the engine. So, you know, she's going to get murdered. And then sure enough, mom gets murdered. Teen goes out to look for her and hears creepy voices, gets back in the car, gets strangled to death. Which I gotta say, loved that the second she got back in the car after she was freaked out, it starts pouring down rain.
Right, yeah, yep. That whole opening was kind of awesome, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It was short, once again, quick, well done, creepy. I never once actually got, like, scared during this film.
No, yeah.
No jump scares for me, but I definitely was like, ugh, this is weird, like...
Yeah, it all felt really real to me, yes. I will say. But also, I got to say, also good to know that the 911 line in Romania has a waiting list because when the daughter was calling 911 from the car, she was on hold for like 3 minutes before she was murdered.
I'm not surprised by that. Not to sound rude, but...
offensive.
All right, let's cut this out. It's a special time right now. I should have made that joke.
Yeah, we can't. Americans aren't allowed to make fun of other countries anymore. We're the worst. So,
what about Brazil? Can I make fun of Brazil, Guy?
Yeah, as much as.
Do you represent Brazil?
Yes, the entire nation.
So then, after the intro, that's where we're introduced to the main characters of the story, which is Clementine, who is a middle school French teacher. So Clementine and Lucas, who's her boyfriend, some French expats living in Romania. And they live in the biggest, most amazingly beautiful house in the middle of nowhere. Like, how are the COVID cases in Romania looking? Because I am legitimately concerned. Like, I don't care about the murder. I just want to live in this beautiful house.
It's a great house. It also seems to have a dog that just runs around that they have to take care of.
Yeah.
Just to shut it up. That's my favorite part. Just feed the dog so you shut up.
Yeah. Was that a stray dog? I don't know. Aren't there certain places where there's just like droves of stray dogs roaming around? Like maybe.
Maybe it's like a neighbor's dog or something. I don't know. Like a far away neighbor.
Yeah, but, I was going to say.
But they also talk about like, oh, you're waking the neighbors. They say something like that about the dog and there's no one around.
Their dogs. It's definitely their dogs, but...
You think it's their dog?
Well, by the way that they handle the situation, it's like, oh, is it my turn or your turn?
Right.
It's their dog now.
Yeah. But he also was like, he fed them the dog food and was like, get the fuck out of here. Leave.
I guess. It was, yeah. It kind of.
Either way, not responsible dog owners.
No. Fair.
So, I mean, ultimately, the movie, basically, we see Clementine teaching school. Then we see her driving home to this house that is in the middle of nowhere. She passes, by the way, the murder scene that we see in the beginning, where, like, they're towing the car away from the side of the road.
I did and not then, notice that. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When she's on this. And this is, like, desolate, right? Like, down a dirt road desolate that they live. And then the rest of the film is basically her and Lucas spending, you know, the night in this house, and shit goes very awry.
And it goes, and it's done. I don't know. I just really like this movie. I feel like it's done very well. It's like slow, but still quick because it's still a short film. Like little hints that someone might be outside. But I do wish they avoided the classic, like, someone moved their car, right? And the boyfriend's like, I'm just going to go check it out. No, right. Don't do that.
Don't be a hero. Lucas is like trying to be a hero a lot in this movie.
Yeah. And it just, I still don't get why you would go check. I mean, would you guys check on a car if it was moved?
No.
I would call the police, but then again, that could take like several minutes in that place, right?
Yeah, that's actually true. They're in the middle of nowhere. I mean, I'm not going outside for any reason now. Like, there's no way I'm going outside if there might be someone.
So I need to say something. And maybe we cut this out. Maybe we don't.
That's always a good way to intro something.
We might need to do spoiler alert because there's so much I have to say about the ending and things that happen in this movie.
We assume that people listening watched the movie. Okay. So let's spoil it away.
They're fucking teenagers, right?
Babies.
Baby possibly, like preteens, okay?
Babies, yeah.
God damn, do they know their way around cars, electrical systems of old 1800 houses in Romania? I hope they have walkie-talkies because their timing on the scares is amazing.
It's true.
There's that one scene where you see one of the, you don't know it's teens by then, but... Were they on top of each other's shoulders in a trench coat?
Yes.
You know what scene I'm talking about, right? It's right after she gets stabbed in the eye and the boyfriend comes running back in. Which, did she get stabbed in the eye? Or did she just kind of get, like, tapped on the eye?
Okay. Same question. I thought she legit got stabbed. She's like, I don't know how she didn't get stabbed, but the next scene, eye is totally fine. So
totally. To put on top of that... Didn't you feel like the boyfriend was dying when he got stabbed in the leg? And next thing you know, he's running around?
Adrenaline.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But I will say, public service announcement, if you get stabbed, don't pull it out.
Is that true?
That's true. That's true. I learned that from Grey's Anatomy, okay?
Yeah. So you know it's true.
Totally true. So my theory is always don't pull out.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry.
Gee, you can leave. We apologize.
Oh man. Hi, Mom.
How do you move on from this? No, so the way that the like intrusions start, I think, is super creepy. Like, despite the fact that no babies could coordinate these efforts, like the thing with the car, so scary, because I just feel like that's totally what somebody would do to fuck with you. She also, Clementine wakes up, you know, but by the sound of music outside at like 3:45 a.m. So that is even like so inconspicuous. Like, I don't know. It's just, it feels very real. Guys, this is how I'm going to get murdered by teenagers.
Yes. Yes. Gee, how do you feel about all this?
Well, first of all, I just want to say something. Remember, you guys were asking if you would go out and check the car and all that. I think, the husband was kind of like a special needs guy because he was writing a story, but for killing time, he doesn't go online. He plays pinball. I feel like back in 06, that was old already, right?
It's funny. I was thinking that. I was like, wow, pinball game, right? The pinball game that was on every single computer. But that laptop definitely seemed like it was from 1999. Easily.
Do you think maybe Clementine just like gives him a fake laptop and is like, yeah, honey, you're a writer. Good job.
Yeah. to argue with you a little bit, that place definitely did not have internet.
Well, I don't know. It could easily have. It's Europe.
It could, but it definitely didn't.
Yeah, okay. I just got really annoyed with him because he was playing pinball, and then when they were watching TV, he was being a jerk, and he was trying to charm right. during dinner, and he was just a jerk again.
Oh, you brought up a great point. There was that little fake argument they had about the food.
I thought that was charming.
You thought that was charming?
Again, are my standards have been so low?
I just like, at first I was like, I thought he was taking it too far. And then, but she was like laughing the whole time. But also, okay, he was joking, but he actually did throw out that food. Okay.
Fair. And, but he did cook her dinner, which like.
Yeah, which apparently he just threw a bunch of stuff in the pot.
That's true. He did do a bad job. Again, I think you're onto something. I think maybe. Is this her boyfriend or is she his caretaker?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hmm. Give an old computer with no internet. Just, you know.
Did she organize this murder? Was she sick of taking care of him? She's like, oh, this guy's so annoying. He likes pinball. I did like this scene. Granted, I don't know too much about Romanian houses in the middle of nowhere, but like how big was their attic? Because
right.
there's the Clementine tries to go up in the attic to like find a way out once Lucas has the, you know, or took the shard of glass out of his leg. And it's like multiple floors and rooms.
Uh-huh. And not only that, it also is the entrance to the attics in the bathroom above the tub.
Yep.
With somehow. No, I'm pretty sure there was no ladder there either.
No. No, they're just these. Well, teens are they're very nimble. So, you know, that's once true. The one intruder gets up there and he's chasing her around the attic, he could have just, you know, parkoured his way up there.
That whole attic scene was a little scary. I wasn't jumping around, but the whole like piece of wood flying through the plastic hanging up.
Yeah.
You know, every one of these movies, there's always plastic hanging up. You have to have the plastic hanging up.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
It's a staple of horror movies. I will say, while researching this film, I found that there's a website called wheresthejump.com, and it's essentially a database that tells you all of the timestamps of jump scares in horror movies.
It's like the Run Pee app, where it tells you when to go to the bathroom during a movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Guy, in the movies that you've made, have you created jump scares? Like, are you pro jump scare? Have you made them yourself? Thoughts on the jump scare?
Well, I've made one short film based out of a Jake's script, and I...
Yeah, he stole it from me. Let's not bring that up right now, Guy, you know?
Well, I...
He gave me credit. I'm just kidding, Guy. Go ahead.
And I asked for your permission as well, but...
You did,
yeah. I like jump scared when they're... done well. I thought the beginning of the movie, again, the first scene with the trunk and all that, I was waiting for a jump scare at that part and it didn't happen. And I kind of enjoyed it more. I enjoyed expecting one and it doesn't happen.
Totally. Yeah. I think that's a better scare for sure.
I mean, the whole, not to jump backwards, but the whole part where the trunk slams and no one's there. And also like, once again, how the fuck did those kids do that?
Honestly. But-
they are just talented.
Not jumping backwards, but jumping backwards. I kind of wish the entire movie took place at that first opening scene for some reason. It would be a more...
Like, that's cool, Guy. I like that.
Maybe I'm onto something. Maybe I should...
Maybe.
A movie in the works. Oh, should we edit this out so nobody steals your idea?
That is fine.
Okay, well, let's jump back forward.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Jake. Sorry.
I was going to say there's the attic scene, crazy, and then they somehow...
She ends up pushing that dude off the balcony, by the way. So right. She, like, there's one intruder down. Yeah.
Yes. But he's a kid, so he'll, like, he falls, and kids don't get hurt when they fall. It's a weird thing.
Fair.
They got loose bones like, or something. I don't know.
They're like cats. They just land on their feet every time. Yeah.
It's all the milk they drink. It's calcium. It's a whole thing. And they're running towards, they get hit by they run into the fence, right? Did I miss something?
Yes. No. I think at that point, that's when they run outside into the woods. Yeah. And then they hit the fence.
And the kids now have flashlights, which
Had them at the beginning too. Cause remember there was that super scary scene. I thought that was really creepy when they were closing the shutters and shining the flashlights and making these really weird noises, which in the end we see that they have like a wooden noisemaker, but I was like, what the fuck? Are those noises?
It's a duck call, I believe.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I made it up. I pulled that out of my ass, but.
Love it.
Yeah.
But yes, the fence.
The fence. Hit the fence. She could jump over it. He's too injured all of a sudden to jump over it.
Right.
Because when you get hit in the leg, your upper body strength goes away. It's the whole thing.
He's losing blood.
She wrapped her shirt around it. You know what's funny is I actually love this movie and somehow I'm bashing it at the same time.
You really are. I mean, it is. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
But Jay, I enjoyed the movie, but it's a very easy movie to make fun of.
Right.
We've seen this formula so many times and it's nothing unique, but it still was well executed, I feel like.
And you know what? I feel like we learn like the whole, so she runs away. I still don't fully understand why they're in this underground system of tunnels that the kids have somehow made their own little area, but they're there. And it's, I feel like all those scenes are well executed.
Yeah. Well, especially, you know, I thought that the scenes in the woods were creepy. You know, she's running through these, like, these are some real Slenderman-esque woods. Again, for our young listeners, we are hip. We know cool. The spooky memes.
TikTok, baby.
The TikTok stars. Exactly. Yeah. And then that's what she finds her abandoned car. That was a good scene. Thoughts on when she's in the car making so much fucking noise, even though she can't find the keys. So then she turns on the lights and the lights are flashing on and off. And it just shows one of the intruders standing in like a hoodie in front of the car. And you can tell it's a little kid, but
yeah,
like
at that point, yeah,
it was still, I don't know. I thought that was still effective because it wasn't technically a jump scare either. It wasn't like your classic light shine and it's like boom there. He was just standing there and you could see him the whole time while the lights were flashing. It was effective.
Sorry, I was just saying that, like I said before, I really appreciate the moments that they scared us without using a jump scare, even though you were expecting one. It was well executed.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that was probably one of my favorites. But then that's right. Lucas hears Clementine screaming, follows her, and then instead ends up like encountering one of the intruders in the car and just beats him to death with a log, which I think is that when we get the first reveal that these kids are super young, because then he turns it over and it's like this little baby.
Yeah, so that was the part where I was confused at first if it was just a random person driving by or if it was one of the kids. So you're saying it was one of the kids.
I think so, because that was their car that he encounters. But right. Also, yeah. But then after, that's when they go into the sewer system, if
sewer
you will.
System. Yeah.
Which, yeah, again, is
the
like...
the multi-level sewer system.
It's just so big.
But that's where it gets really clever, where they start, the kids start, like, he kills another kid, and then, or I'm not sure if he kills him or just hits him in the chest and...
He like stabs him. Yeah. Cause the children are now like actively torturing Clementine. And one of them is like strangling her with a paper bag or a plastic bag. And then the other one is telling him to stop.
And then the kids use their, like the fact that the one kid was like, hey, stop it. No, come with me. And then totally fucking tricks her.
Tricks
both of them. Yeah.
You knew that fucking kid was going to turn. Like, come on.
I don't know, man. What's Sloth from the Goonies turned out to be good, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. Which, okay, question for you guys. So as, you know, you see like the kid turns on them, you know, that he thinks that he's leading him out of the sewer system. But then basically we watch Lucas get like pushed off of a ladder and then dragged away. So now this little kid is chasing Clementine and she has the opportunity at one point to murder him by smashing him in the head with a giant rock. But, you know, the little boy's like, please, please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. Would you guys have done it? Would you have smashed that little kid in the head with a rock?
I just feel like I would have just maybe threw at his chest, like really knocked him out. I don't know. I guess either way, a giant rock's going to kill the kid. So, yeah, I would do it.
It's like, I'm always the one who's like, God, shoot the fucking murderer in the head. But like, that was tough to this like little boy. But I guess if you watch them, you know, they've actively been torturing you and trying to murder you. And then you see them drag your boyfriend away and or the gentleman with needs that you've been taking care of. Like, yeah,
absolutely.
You kind of got to do it.
Come on. Let's be honest. Those kids were torturing them. So, yeah, I would kill in the head for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you'd be like go to jail. I mean, you might spend a night in jail till you explain that these kids were trying to kill you.
Yeah, you know? I mean, they catch their underground sewer lair.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so can we talk about the last 10 minutes, what, maybe 5 minutes of the movie, 10 minutes of the movie, where the kid tricks them, doesn't smash the head, and then he gets dragged away, which, by the way, these teenagers are fucking strong.
Oh, yeah. But superhuman powers, because, come on, they're little kids. They're not.
Yeah, I keep saying teenagers, but they're not.
10 to 15 are the ages here.
And so she starts running, and how stoked were you for her to see the light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, what a little trick.
God. When she, the second it like becomes clear and she's just stuck in that fence. Oh man. I hurt a little bit. I died a little bit.
That is a great scene. The trick of the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's a great, especially because there's the cars. Like, she's just screaming and reaching through the fence and cars are passing, and then she just disappears.
Yeah, that was great. Even though, like, she got dragged by little kids again. It's just, I don't believe that strong. Like, she could easily escape. Now, if you think about it overall, if they just stayed at home, they would survive because those are children.
If they stayed locked in the house.
Yeah.
Right? In the bathroom with the dresser in front of it. Gee's absolutely right. Because they have a curfew. Okay? And if they don't show up for their curfew, they're going to be grounded.
It's true.
So I think you're right, Gee. Good point.
As I said, it was a well-executed movie. But story-wise, very flawless. Like, they're bunch of times they could have escaped.
Yeah, that's really valid. Yeah, you always like, yeah. I feel like you always say don't leave the house, you know, because then but it seems like a good idea, but no.
Leave the house, go on a road, don't go into the woods and under the sewer. Like, nothing about the logic of their escape made sense.
Why the hell did they jump in the sewer? That's such a good point.
I don't know. Avoid Slenderman locations, people, when you are getting murdered. You want to stay away from the prime Slenderman locations.
I mean, I know why the kids are in there. They can fit through those tunnels really easily.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were huge. Well, and then, so after we see that amazing scene where Clementine gets dragged away from the grate, we get the text that says, essentially, the bodies of Clementine and Lucas were found 5 days later. After an investigation, the murderers, who were children between the ages of 10 to 15, were caught. And then upon interrogation, the youngest of the group explained the night's events by saying they wouldn't play with us.
Yeah.
So play with your kids or they're going to go murder people.
Play with your kids. But like with toys. I mean,
and give
like,
them curfews.
Yes, there you go. Curfews.
Into the school bus at the end. They're going back.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, we see basically four, before we get the text, we see four kids in hoodies emerge from the woods with the noisemaker. And I believe one of them's a little girl.
Yeah, because she hugs the other boy and he pushes her.
Which is classic boy to girl negging.
Okay, so once again, if you had stayed in the house and they weren't at school, big trouble, grounded.
Mm-hmm. But did another thing crossed my mind, because Clementine's a teacher, right? Do you think those are her students?
No, they're too far away. She said it was, she said an hour and a half drive. I feel like that's a stretch, but.
Well, if she goes to work every day from that location.
I don't think, so that's the thing is, I think that's a vacation home.
Okay.
I think he's a writer who needs space to write.
Should play ping pong.
Yeah, exactly.
What a loser. Yeah, man, that was them. That was them. And this is us. Sorry, we'll delete that. Apologies, everyone. but yeah, any additional thoughts before we get into the fact-checking stuff?
Not really. It's a very short and straightforward film, right? I think we covered everything that happens. When they're watching TV on that couch, it looked very uncomfortable.
Yep. I have a note in there. No joke. I was like, that couch seems uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It wasn't even pointed at the TV.
No.
That is true.
That kind of annoyed me a little bit.
Fashion, not always over function, guys. Come on. Nope. It can do both.
Nope. Anyways. Okay. So, that was the movie. I liked it. As much as it sounds like I didn't like it, I was stoked to do it because I remember liking it back in 2006, right? 2007.
2006. Yeah.
This one before? Say again? Have you seen this one before?
I did. Yeah. Yes. I went down a pretty serious French horror movie thing. There's about six of them that are really good.
Six.
Have you, Guy, did you see this one before or was this your first time?
No, it was my first time. I have not seen it.
Amen. Well, so now into the fact checking portion. So Guy, I'm going to ask you some questions about the film and then you can let me know whether you think that they are true or false. So I'm going to start a little broad here. Well, first off, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. He's ready. He's ready, everyone. Okay. First question. Do you think that there was a French couple that was murdered in their house or around their house in Romania?
Yeah. I mean, that part has to be true.
Oh, you say it does, but it is actually totally false. So after doing extensive research, I can't find any incident that resembles this film whatsoever. Supposedly, the writer and directors, so Dave and Javier, claim that the film is based on the story of an Austrian couple who were murdered by three teenagers while vacationing in the Czech Republic. But there's no concrete evidence about anything that resembles that case anywhere on the internet. I couldn't even find anything that elaborated beyond that, like, one line of the description of the case. So ultimately, I think it's total bullshit. And, like, obviously there's stories about couples being murdered, but nothing that matches any of the details of the film or around the time period. So, yeah, it's completely false. Jake, did you find anything else?
That's what I was about to say, is we both agreed that we would break our little tradition here of me not researching. And little did you know, I was no help. Me and Trisha both know how to Google, and we found the same exact articles. So,
yeah.
No, I found nothing.
Okay. Yeah. So kind of wild. But don't worry, Guy, I have more questions because there's a little bit more to the story than just the couple being murdered. So do you think that there are a group of young teenagers who murdered anyone in Romania?
Well, here's the thing. There might have been a couple of teenagers, but not like in this movie, not like a group of psycho, super strong teenagers murdering people. So that's a maybe for me. Can I say maybe?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're pretty much right. So I'm going to call it false as well. So again, nothing that matches the details of the movies. Like, obviously there were younger people who did murder people in Romania. I actually looked into an extensive database of teenage murderers, which was upsetting.
Yeah, Jesus.
And there's no case of a group of young kids who murdered a couple anywhere, either in France, Romania, or the Czech Republic, or even Austria. I looked into that potentially because of the rumor about what this is based on. Nothing that fits what's in the film. Nothing about the about being murdered in the woods. You know, no motive of like so-and-so wouldn't play with them. There's a lot of teen-on-teen murders, teen-on-parent murders, but nothing like this. So yeah, it's false. Totes false.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I was done watching the movie, I think I texted Jake and I said, there's no way this movie is a true story.
How did you know?
Well, come on, look at those kids. Like, that made no sense. I'm sorry. Like, it was a well-executed movie, but there's no way children would do that. They're too dumb.
Yeah. There's no way they could do it, right? Yeah, I agree with you. It's just too complicated.
Exactly.
But I have one more question. Not done yet.
Okay.
So the couple is not the only murder in the movie. There was, in the beginning, we see the mother and daughter that are murdered on the side of the road. Do you think that there were a mother and daughter that were murdered on the roadside in Romania?
Yes, I think so.
I wish I could tell you it's true, but it is also false. So couldn't find any record of a mother or daughter being murdered left on the side of the road. Anywhere in France, Romania, Czech Republic, or Austria. There have been car crashes where both a mother and daughter have been killed. There was actually recently a situation where a truck hit a bunch of debris and rocks fell and killed a mother and daughter, and that truck driver was charged with murder. But like outside of that, totally made up.
Well, that sucks.
I know. I get, and I gotta say, the more research I did, the only thing that kept coming up was like this, I don't know, Jake, if you found this, the Herrick family murders. So that I think is just maybe one of the more notorious murders in the Czech Republic, which was, had nothing to do with the movie though. It was basically a family. So a mom, a dad, and two sons were killed in their home by the mom's cousin. So like, so anytime I would, like so this. Nothing to do. Yeah. But that's the only thing I could find where like somebody was murdered in their house in the Czech Republic around this time period. So
is the cousin a teenager?
No, he was in his 20s. Yeah. Even if that was like a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old, like you'd think, but really nothing. So there is a theory. I did find some theories online as to why David and Javier would have lied about this completely. One is that they basically made the film to play into the growing xenophobic fears of French people about the Romani people and the rumors of, I know this isn't the best term, but stories of gypsies. And the film came out in 2006, which is the same year that the EU welcomed Romania into the Union. So, you know, similar to some of the best horror films out there, you know, they think that David and Javier kind of played up subconscious fears of the French people and, you know, this whole idea of the Romani people, including their children, are responsible for the death of French culture. That's my like film student.
Yeah. And then that's kind of how I got to was everything I read too was basically just this. It was all just theories and saying that, you know, that this scared the crap out of French people because of how well they did it. But I think it just really comes down to ad based on a true event. The movie becomes scarier for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I would be scared of those children, even though you can tell they're not real. And if that's what they were trying to do, then the French look very weak and the Romanians extremely strong because superheroes.
There's also the whole thing that everyone was surprised because Eli Roth took in the Czech Republic and turned it into like this creepy, scary tourist trap.
Totally.
But when did that movie come out? Why can't you?
Hostel?
Hostel.
I think Hostel was like 2005. So it was actually before this. Yeah.
2005. That makes sense. That might be a nice little. Took advantage of the kind of the scare that was going on.
Well, and to go back on what you said, Guy, about the French seeming very weak, you know what they say, nobody hates the French more than the French. So clearly David and Javier were like playing with some inner turmoil there.
Well, the Germans, you know.
There's yes. True. And the Catholics.
Catholics, yeah.
Oh, God, we're going to get canceled. I think you can still make fun of the French and the Germans, obviously.
Yeah, well, from my understand, I have never been to France. Have you guys been to France?
Oh my gosh, yes. One of my favorite places.
I
have not, but my grandfather is French.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just stop talking.
No.
What were you going to...
No, nothing. It was all good. All politically correct. Just subject changed so quickly. I didn't want to go backwards.
Well, so this, I mean, Guy, you know, normally we do a rating of 1 through 10 out of 10 for how accurate the film is, but no need for ratings on this one because, Guy, you should feel honored. You are participating in the first official Based on a True Scary Bullshit Award, which we are proud and honored to give them. Yep, this is the first film we've done that is completely, totally, and utterly not based on a true story and is total bullshit.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, we need like a...
Yeah, maybe not what I just did, but we can figure out something.
Well, anyway, it makes me very happy that I have proof that as soon as I was done with the movie, I text Jake and I was like, there's no way that's a real movie. Because there's no way. There's nothing makes sense about it. And it's... I like the movie, but that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I kind of... I wished it was true.
I don't think that's weird. I mean, like, you just, it doesn't feel good to be lied to.
Right. I think it was more like, what a, like, weird, not, I don't want to say cool, but what a weird freaking story. Like, a bunch of teenagers doing that to, like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, it would never be as true as this movie was. It could never equal what they were doing with these well-designed attack plans. But
you'd still think that, like, you know, a lot of the movies that we've done in the past, it's not exact, and there's certainly exaggerated
parts. Hills Have Eyes.
Exactly, but yes. Like, you'd think that there would be some sort of story that was the root of this, and, like, what's frustrating is that they even made up, like, a fake case that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
That so, I mean, no matter what I tried to research anything about the film, there's just nothing that even comes close, besides the fact that, like, yes, murders have happened. So, like, if that's kind of what you're going to go off of, then... It's crazy. And we've done some weird stories too that you would be shocked. You'd be like, never in a million years could this be true, but that at least kind of is.
Right.
You know?
Like, or even Jaws. Like, Jaws, everyone was kind of surprised about.
Right.
But. Hey, maybe they should do a prequel showing that those kids watched it home alone and decided to actually do those pranks. Because it could easily take place in the same universe.
Oh my
we
God.
Just, it was dark, so we didn't see the Michael Jordan cutout on the, you know, outside the house.
But that's what it felt like, a grown-up version of Home Alone. But they're the kids, so they were like, I don't know. They were...
They're like, we're going to flip the
exactly,
script.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. That's...
Hey, well, without this movie, we would not get The Eye with Jessica Alba.
True, worth it.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that The Eye is based on a true story?
I wish, according to these guys, it is.
Would you say this movie is a well-executed movie?
It's well-executed in terms of, well, it's a progression story and you can watch. It has a beginning, middle, and end. It's not like a mess, but it's nothing mm-hmm. besides the normal movies we see every now and then. Like, it's not unique.
All right, getting deep, Guy. I love it.
I gotta say, Guy, shots fired, and as someone who at the beginning of the podcast said that they represent all of Brazil. Well, how about we can rate how much we liked the movie. So that is one rating that we can do. 1 through 10 out of 10. What would you give this movie for how much you liked it? Jake, why don't you go ahead and start?
I would go up to 8.
Wow.
I feel like 8's a good one, yeah. Good. Eight teenagers. That's 18. That sounds weird. Let's stick with it.
Oh, boy.
Geek.
Well, 8, Jake? Anyways.
I liked it a lot.
8? 8? It's like,
oh, yep.
Kill Bill. I don't know. That's too obvious. Anyway, I would give like a 5. Like, it's a solid 5.
Yeah, I think I'll give it a little bit higher. I'll give it like a 6. I'm not going to go as high as 8, but I enjoyed it.
8 makes no sense.
I'll give it a 6.
I guess in my head, there's always, like, I don't really, it's hard for me to rate middle numbers because to me, it's you're just calling the movie bad. Like, I would never tell you, Guy, or you, Trish, to watch a movie I think's a 5. But I would tell you to watch this movie.
No. I disagree with that. I would definitely recommend 5s. Most movies are 5s.
It's true. I can't argue with that because a lot of my favorite movies are like 60% on Rotten Tomatoes, which would be a 6, right? You know?
And you know me. I like very bad movies. And I think until...
Oh, he loves horrible movies.
Yeah. So it's hard to... I don't know. I would recommend 5s. Like, I definitely recommend this one. It's a great film.
Okay, so I'm not going to take recommendations from you. I actually already knew that, so... We're good.
We're solid. Well, Guy, thank you so much for doing this. And I hope that it seems like you liked the film at least a little bit. Thank you for being on the podcast with the first Based on a True Scary Bullshit Award. That's very exciting. Monumental occasion. Since you are an amazing filmmaker yourself, is there anything that you would like to promote that's coming up that people should watch? You've got a mic in front of you. Let the people know.
Well, I'm not working on anything right now because we all quarantined, but I'm pretty sure my movie is going to be out in the US at some point this year, 2020, if the year doesn't end the world. But anyway.
Wait, can you say your movie in Portuguese for me?
Coração de Cowboy.
I can never say that. Me and Guy had a whole situation where he would record me trying to say things in Portuguese, and I'm terrible at it.
Yeah,
it was really bad.
All right,
I think this is a good time to end it. Yeah.
Cowboy's Heart. So that should be hopefully on Netflix soon. We'll definitely give it a watch. Anything else, Guy, before we let you go?
Just in my defense, I really enjoyed the movie. It's just
a five.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would recommend it to people. It was a fun watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
We're leaving it on a positive note. So on that, thank you guys so much for listening. Stay safe out there. Wear a mask. And we will we'll be back soon.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. I can't believe I ended up with a peace. Jesus.